Father, we thank you again in the wonderful name of Jesus. What a wonderful name, the name of Jesus. And Lord, we come to you in that name. And hallelujah, we're accepted and favored in that name. God, let us know how favored we are as children of the King. And Lord, you want us to grow up to be the sons. Oh, hallelujah, that would rejoice in all the riches that are in your Son. Now, God, we again thank you for bringing us here this day, Lord. And as we've been praying for such an anointing on your people this morning, Lord, if we would just recognize the Spirit, how thick the anointing oil that's out amongst the congregation at this time, Lord. But Jesus, as we come into that, I know too that we anoint the very feet of you. Lord, thank you that we can bring that to you. Lord, that you can be honored and thanked, Lord God, for everything of who you are and what you are. And Lord, thinking of who we are, that you loved us. Oh my, it's beyond. But Lord, that's exactly who you are. You're beyond. We're so grateful that that love wherewith we are loved today draws us here. Lord, may we just magnify you. Only you. May we again adequately just praise you because of your grace and because of your Spirit. We thank you for this time, Lord. We thank you for your love. In Jesus' name, amen. If you'd open your Bibles with me, we're going to the 26th chapter of Matthew today. That's Matthew 26, and we'll begin reading from the 30th verse. Precious, precious passage of Jesus up there in the garden. Such a wonderful time. Pray God just takes us there in spirit. In the 30th verse, it says, "And when they had sung a hymn," isn't that wonderful? I think we've sang some hymns today. "They went out into the Mount of Olives. Then said Jesus unto them, All ye shall be offended because of me this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. Peter answered and said unto him, Though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended." Boy, did he have something to learn, didn't he? "Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, that this night before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. Peter said unto him, Though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Likewise also said all the disciples." See, Peter wasn't alone in that. Oh my goodness. "Then comes Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and said unto the disciples, Sit ye here." See, just sit. "While I go and pray yonder." And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, "My soul is exceeding sorrowful unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me." And our text here is in the 39th verse today. "And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, Oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt." And in Luke 22:42, it says it like this, saying, "Father, if thou will be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." Now, this is some wondrous scripture here. This is the preparation for Jesus Christ upon that cross. And Jesus Christ is here in Gethsemane, the garden, the Mount of Olives. It means, brothers and sisters, the oil press. This is the place where he would sweat those great drops of blood for you and for me. And I think it's so important that we mark out that this time, this was not for him. See, this is very God of very God. And my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ never spent any time for him. He was always about the Father's business for you. And you and you and you and you and me. For all of us, this is our Jesus. See, here he was readying to defeat sin once and for all. Yet truly the only thing that was really on his mind was the battle that we would face. The battle that you face. And here he is asking the Father. It's so personal to me how he asked the Father for me. Father, don't let them be swallowed up in their sorrow. Don't let them be swallowed up in trial, in temptation. Don't let them become too weary. But Father, encourage them to tarry. Encourage them to watch. Encourage them to wait. Encourage them to endure the hardness as good soldiers. And yes, by grace through faith, I'm here to preach of the perfect love of the Father that can bring into your life, just as Jesus prayed for you, Father, thy will be done. Amen. I don't know. I think I'm looking at a lot of strong-willed people out here today. I'm right there with you. I was just like with, it wasn't just Peter, it was all them disciples. Come on. Oh Lord, look at how strong I'm going to be. All these wimps, they're going to be defeated. They're going to cry out, but not me. I'm going to stand in there. Shows you what strong willed will get you every time, won't it? Come on. Praise be to God. Yeah, that's me. Apart from God, that's me every time. And apart from God, that's you every time. But we're here to rejoice. I'm here by God's grace to give you the hope. And you know what the hope is? It's not your will. It's my will be done. My will be done. God's dealing with each and every one of us with that. Every single day, every minute of our life. We're fighting that good fight of faith that we would believe that, you know what? God does know best. He's got a plan. It's not just all this all-encompassing plan, and it is, and it's wonderful, but he's got a specific plan for you. And you, and you, and you, and you. And it's not something that you're trying to find out, and it's hard and all of this. He says, no, he said, just come unto me. Just knock. I hear people talking about pounding it down and getting on it. If that's the way you want to feel, that's okay. But I'm just going to tell you, all you have to do is politely knock and say, Jesus, I'm just crying out today. I need you, Lord. And he said, oh, honey, I've been waiting all the time. I've been waiting for you to come and to fellowship with me. I've just been waiting for that prodigal son to return. I've had the coat waiting all the time. I didn't even have to get it. I had it in my hand all the time. I had the ring. The feast was readied all the time. Every day I've been cooking that feast for you. You didn't realize that. That's how much I've been looking for you. And the only thing I've ever wanted to do was just to throw my arms around you and give you a kiss. See, know how great a love wherewith we are loved. And I'm going to tell you something. When we do begin to receive the love of God, then you trust Him. And you trust Him for everything. And you'll even trust Him in a sense that it'll come over you. Yes, Lord, Thy will be done. Thy will be done. Now, I'm confident this morning, brothers and sisters, this is a place full of heartaches. My goodness, especially if you're running for God's best, especially if you're fighting the good fight of faith. Let me tell you something, you got a good heartache today. You're even maybe despairing of your own life. And the Word of God says, don't think it's strange. See, this isn't something that's weird or coming out of the blue. It's a specific plan that God had for your life before He ever set a star in heaven. See, I love that I've got a God that's been thinking of me like that. I love that I have a Savior that is so enamored with me and with you that He thinks of you like that. See, you're just thinking, oh my goodness, this Lord, He just keeps chasing me and just beating me down. He's not beating you down. He's trying to get a hold of you to build you up. He wants to build you up, but it's not going to be in you. It's not going to be the way you think. It's going to be the way of His Son. And by my Spirit saith the Lord. And really, I'm just going to ask you again, how long are we going to stay in this? Come on, how long are you going to stay there? By God's grace, I'm so thankful. I've known the Lord. I've given this testimony many times. I don't remember when I asked the Lord into my life. I just grew up knowing Jesus as my Savior. I'm so thankful. I know there was a time, there had to be, but I can't remember it. Filled with the Holy Spirit when I was 12 years old. Hallelujah. The Lord started visiting with me about the bride, and so sweetly, 17, I remembered it very well. But it wasn't until I was 33. Don't know why the Lord picked 33, but he just did. I'm sure he was looking for me all the time, like he says. But at 33, there was something that changed. My will started to cease, and the will of God started to take over. And there was a change in this life like never before. You know, people say, oh, I changed when I became new and I found Him as Savior. And I changed when the Holy Spirit came and filled my life. And I changed when, praise God, He started to deal with me about the bridal teachings, about what He wants me to be in Him. But I'm going to tell you the greatest change in my life was when it was finally said, Lord, I give up. I'm done with this fighting. I'm done with going against the things of the Word of God and trying to be someone I'm not. Trying to jam the proverbial square peg in the round hole. And it was the cross all the time. These aren't just good words. This is the Word. And how do I know? Because the Bible tells me so. From the little kid, I remember, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Now, I'm confident that there's many in need here today. God wouldn't have brought you here without a need. He came to a needy people. And whether it's your first time in here or your 1,000th time in here, it doesn't matter. Because a need is a need to God. Do you realize how attentive God is to the name of Jesus? Do you know that heaven just stood up right there? I'm not joking. Every knee shall bow and every tongue's going to confess that He is Lord. And you worship that. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? That I worship the I Am. That I'm not waiting for a time when every knee's going to bow and every tongue's going to confess. That I took the grace of God and I do it freely right now. And I'm telling you, there isn't a better feeling. There isn't a better sensation. There isn't a greater high. There isn't. Than praising the name of Jesus. It's the real thing. Hallelujah. And it is. Now, that need is a need that God so sweetly loves to see in your life. That need, if you know Him as Savior today, that need that you have is an appointment with God. But it was an appointment that He set in ages past, before the stars were set in heaven. He gave you that need. Amen. You said, well, I wish you wouldn't have thought of that need. I wish you would have given that need to somebody else. But see, if you didn't have that need, you might not be here today. If you didn't have that need, you might not be thinking of Him today. If you didn't have that need, let me tell you something. Your life could be doing something. Oh, you're saying, oh, brother, but you don't know what my life's doing. No, you don't know where you'd be without Jesus Christ and that need that He has put in your life. And that's the truth, brothers and sisters. He tells us, as His children, He weakens us in the way. There's a strength going on all the time. But it says, when I'm weak, then I am strong. See, Paul found out that the very power of Christ. See, when you start talking about the power of Christ, everybody gets excited. Oh, I want the power of Christ. I want to rest it on me. I want to be singing and praising the Lord. And you do. But you know how you get the power of Christ? When you're pressed out of measure. When you despair of your own life. When you don't have any strength anymore. When you don't know what to do. When you're despairing at your home and you're wondering, Lord, how are you going to come in for this? When you're saying, Lord, how are we going to afford this? You might be saying, Lord, how are we going to keep our home? How are we going to keep my family together? Lord, all of the mess that I have made of my life. Gave a sermon a long time back. It didn't have to be that way, but it had to be that way. But the thing I'm preaching to you is again what the brother prayed for today. It's today. It's that stuff's gone. He said, forgetting those things which are behind. Isn't that wonderful? Now, Lord, I lay it up to you. I'm not just being arrogant and just saying, oh, yeah, I just leave that. No. I'm down on my knees and I am prostrate before him and I'm saying, Jesus. See, we're going to get to that point maybe today, but it's a precious place on your face. Never leave that place. Don't leave it. But it's really coming to finally say, Lord, it's yours. It's yours. It's yours. Now, you think of what we're reading about here right now, brothers and sisters. Jesus Christ was facing the greatest trial of all time. There would never be a trial that would ever compare to what he was about to face, the death of this cross. And yet again, I have to say, we have a God so devoted to our needs, so mindful of the encouragement that we would need, the instruction, the downright hope to get us through. He is here showing us as a man the way to surrender to the will of God. I hear it often. How do I really surrender to the will of God? And he tells you right here, get on your face. Get on your face. Isn't this wonderful about the I Am, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords? We've been rejoicing so much. You know, here he came. And we think of all the pomp and circumstance. We were talking about on Wednesday of all of our leaders and kings and queens and everybody that's been there. Man, they got fireworks coming out and all of these different things. And man, you get a little prince or princess born in the kingdom and it's a party palace and everything. Your King of Kings and Lord of Lords came in a stable. Your King of Kings and Lord of Lords, let me tell you something. He came on a donkey coming back for his triumphant entry. And the most important thing is he came to die so we might live. That's the I Am. That's the Lord I want to praise. That's the Lord I want to thank. He didn't receive the glory. He gave all glory to the Father. And he said, this is your will, Father, and it's perfect. And I'm going to submit to it because that's your plan. And in that plan, it pleases you. Oh, what a wonderful Savior. Now, getting on your face. I want to give you some guarantees today. How's that? Oh, my goodness. What's he selling? It's free. It's free. This is free stuff. If there ever was a 100% guaranteed cure for any trial, if there was ever a 100% assured deliverance from any furnace, this is it. If you are here today still bound by it, obsessed with it, overwhelmed in it, you're awful quiet. Get on your face. It's time. It's just time. See, the Bible tells you to redeem the time, and everybody's always ready. It's, oh, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go witness. I'm ready to go do this and that. You know what you're ready to do? Get on your face. Really. Let him have it all. I'm right there with you, brothers and sisters. I'm drawing breath. I know there's more of him for me to receive. And how exciting it is. Sometimes that unknown door is a little bit scary. I'm not going to tell you it's not. Oh, Lord, you sure that one's for me? As he's pulling me through it. I guess so. I guess so. As he carries me through it. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. This is good. It's good. Now, I want you to know something, though, about this precious passage. Little sidelight. And boy, it is the highlight of it. Do you know Jesus Christ had no choice in the matter? He didn't. He didn't have any choice in it. See, he could not fail in his obedience to the Father. You know, a lot of people like to think, oh, well, he was contemplating this and he would. No, he wasn't. He's the perfect Lamb. He came for one purpose, and that was to die upon that cross. He came for one purpose, to die upon that cross, to become sin for you and for me. And the will of the Father, that perfect will of the cross, was a sure thing from the beginning. But see, what's so magnificent today that we're talking about in his prayer and what he was praying for at this time is he was asking the Father to have the Father's will performed in us. Again, everybody asks, well, I need to see a miracle. The will of the Father performed in you. And I know a lot of you out there, so you can't hide. More importantly, you can't hide from God. That's a miracle. And more importantly, I know what the Bible says about all of you out there. There's none righteous, no, not one. And that the will of the Father can come into you, the likes of you, the likes of me. Whoa, that's a miracle. Hallelujah. That this vessel can be praising him right now. That we can be entering into the Spirit right now. Brothers and sisters, know who you are apart from God and start rejoicing in the miracle that's going on in you. My goodness, I saw some beautiful things these last 5 or 6 days. Some masterpieces that God had made, naturally speaking, in a way. And then man had made. And it's amazing how these beautiful works of art, they bring them out. They're on display and they're showing them these things. Do you realize God is getting his masterpiece together right now? And he is going to bestow to all and to make them known that I have loved her. I have loved her. He's going to bring her out. I'm so thankful to God. Aren't you wondrous in love with Jesus that he wants to do that? I think of these brothers in here, and I'm talking about, I pray I would be talking about every brother, but those that truly love their wives. It's a privilege. It's a pleasure. And I will say it, to say, honey, you are my glory. You're my beauty. Not just what's on the outside, but every single bit. This is my wife. Oh God, help us to just get with it. What you are in us, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Oh, hallelujah. But brothers and sisters, it is a wondrous miracle that he could take a wretch like me and a wicked one like you and start working the perfect will of God in. It's an amazing thing. But see, what we're getting at here is sometimes, brothers and sisters, it takes the trial of a lifetime. And I believe Jesus is coming. And the most important trial you got is the trial you got right now. It's the one you're facing right now. Because this is the one he wants you to be the full overcomer in Christ with. He wants you to meet him all victorious, not having my righteousness at all, but only the righteousness of him. Amen. Praise be to God. And that's the glory. That's the victory, brothers and sisters. But this trial of a lifetime might be the only place. I'm going to tell you, it is the only place that'll find you on your face. It has to be this way, brothers and sisters. The place of escape, the place of my will be done and not your will, is the place of this trial to get on your face. Everybody's got one of those right now, and you do. You just need to know it. And praise the Lord if you are on your face today with it. I thank God for it, but don't get up. Don't. Just stay right there. It's a good place to be. Lord, I surrender. Lord, you've got it. Hallelujah. I'm just watching you rent the rocks in two, divide the water, walking across on dry ground. That's your God. Perfect love casts out all fear. And boy, does it. Now, I'll hurry along, but falling on your face doesn't sound very good. Don't teach that kind of stuff very much, but it brings to thought three things: humiliation, pain, and surrender. Think of those things: humiliation, pain, and surrender. You think of the humiliation, the pain, and the surrendering that was going on in your Lord and Savior that day, that moment upon that cross. But we're going to talk a little bit about it in our lives. See, we will never understand. We can enter into it, but He bared it all. That humiliation, that pain, and that surrendering. Aren't you thankful? See, you could never get that done, but Christ in you did it. He finished it. Now, brothers and sisters, here's what goes on in us. That wonderful humiliation. How about all those failures and disappointments? How about your best efforts gone bad? How about your half-hearted attempts, which you thought were so good? Or maybe you tried to trick somebody with them, and then they're exposed. Huh? Get on your face. Praise God, just get on your face with it. Yeah, this is bare all time. Isn't that wonderful? See, that's how God sees you anyways. It doesn't matter. See, I don't have to come to confession. Hallelujah. He already knows. I just come to Him and I say, Jesus, thank You that You know. Peter finally got it, didn't he? Lord, Thou knowest. And then they finally left it at that. Oh my goodness. How many sermons could I preach you today? But I know you got to eat. All right. Then pain. Think of this. Pain. All of those past hurts, brothers and sisters. Whether they were things out of your control. I don't know. Maybe things you were born into. Maybe it was a dad, mom, uncle, whatever. Somebody inflicted lots of different pain. I don't know what it would be. But then what about the things that you helped create? Huh? That maybe you brought upon yourself. Maybe the pain in your marriage today, I don't know. With your children today, relationships, an illness that has you down, finance. Get on your face. Get on your face. This is Jesus Christ who showed us as a man how it's done. This is it. And then finally, brothers and sisters, surrender. And I thank the Lord it includes all of these and everything else. You finally come to a point where you say, Lord, I'm Yours. And I'm on my face. Isn't that a wonderful time? So you can enter into that right now. Praise be to God. And just keep entering into it all the time and saying, Jesus, here I am. See, You know me better than myself. And I'm so thankful, Lord Jesus, that I can't get over this one today. I'm totally whipped by this one. I have been for years. For years. I've been coming to church. I haven't been coming to church. I don't really know. Frankly, in a way, I don't really care. I care about now and today and what you're going to do with it by God's grace. And all you can ask is, Lord, speak to me. Lord, let me hear Your voice. And you know the beautiful thing is, He says, my sheep not only hear, they know my voice. And the beautiful thing about it is He's attentive. And He's hearing that cry of your heart right now. And I've said it many times and I'll say it again. Some of the sweetest words I ever hear from Him as I've been fighting it and fighting it. He says, honey, I hear you. I got this one.
Children, hear me. I am calling you now. The time is now. Come to me. I am standing with my arms open. Just come to me.
Amen. I'll close with this. And it is perfect to what the brother just was enabled to say. When you come to Him, expect from Him. Amen. When you're on your face this morning, don't come expecting what you think. You come expecting from Him. And you know what you expect from Him today? Victory and joy and peace. And rest. And all of those wondrous things that the will of the Father will bring to your life. Knowing, brothers and sisters, that it is a cup that He wants you to drink from. You ever heard of that cup of salvation? Amen. Well, here it is. It's called the will of the Father. the will of the Father. And brothers and sisters, I'm so thankful today. I believe by my Spirit, saith the Lord, that He died, that He rose, that He seated. Hallelujah. And He sent His Holy Spirit, that you can say today, not my will, but thy will. Amen. Not that you can only say today, and maybe it is the first time, and what a glorious time it is, but believe. Yes. Amen. Believe in thy heart, and thou mayest. Huh? It doesn't stop. It goes on with all the Word of God. Not my will, but as thou wilt. Let's bow our heads. Dear God, we thank you for attentive hearts. We thank you for people that love you. Lord, we're thankful that you are real. We thank you that you deal with us, Lord, and you deal with us as sons, because it's your will to bring many sons to glory. God, we thank you for every life here. We ask truly just again for us to know that as children of the King, we have been blessed with all spiritual heavens in the blessings in Christ. I don't need you just to ask you, Lord, bless your people. We've already been blessed. God, let us wake up to who we are in you. God, to get down at your feet today. And I'm thankful that, Lord, you've given us these moments by grace that we've come as a people and truly have anointed your feet, Lord Jesus. We've brought back the praise in our lips to you, Lord Jesus. That wonderful love of the Father. God, help us to surrender and to surrender it all. Truly to receive the peace that passes all understanding, all comprehension, that's unexplainable. Because we enter into the place of perfect rest. Not my will, but thy will be done. And we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.